You talk about a spread, you talk about a violent spread, 148 countries.
The White House watches and reacts to the coronavirus outbreak. It's Monday, March 23rd. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. You'll find us on Facebook at VOA Asia. Also ahead, the U.S. Congress considers a massive financial aid program. U.S. farmers worry about demand for crops. Chinese international students cope with coronavirus in the United States. Crisis creative restaurant chefs dealing with kids at home. All this and more on today's VOA Asia. The United States is nearly halfway through a 15-day plan to flatten the curve and reduce the incidence of coronavirus. So far, more than 22,000 Americans have tested positive. Meanwhile, the White House is awaiting a massive stimulus package from Capitol Hill. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has more from the daily coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Outside the White House, safe distancing seen for a pickup game of street hockey. While inside, the president and his coronavirus task force discuss the global impact of the virus.
You talk about a spread, you talk about a violent spread, 148 countries.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife undergoing precautionary testing on Saturday after his staffer tested positive for the virus. The Pence's results are negative. Doctors have tested 195,000 Americans, and scientists are working on a self-administered test. But infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci reminds that without symptoms,
not every single person in the United States needs to get tested.
FEMA is placing a $500 million order for medical masks, as well as redesignating construction masks for medical use. Scientists are also investigating how to sanitize and reuse current masks. Dr. Fauci called reports of possible success with a malaria drug and another drug anecdotal and said more research is needed. But for President Trump,
right now, this to me would be the greatest thing that could happen. This would be a gift from heaven. This would be a gift from God if it works.
Millions of Americans are staying home from work, and the White House is urging legislators in Washington to deliver a $2 trillion relief package to the president. Already suspended for the next 60 days, foreclosures and evictions as unemployment numbers rise. Officials are hoping that a stimulus package will be worked out over the weekend and on the president's desk by Monday evening. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News at the White House.
We invite you to read more on our top story by following our Twitter stream at VOA Asia. We're also on Facebook, VOA Asia, and you can stop by the voanews.com website. These are among some of the top Asia stories you'll find when you visit voanews.com. United States and China ramp up coronavirus blame game. Singapore reports first coronavirus fatalities. Southeast Asian laws target rise in cyber breaches. Australia closes borders in response to coronavirus crisis. Chinese students stuck during coronavirus pandemic. You'll find expanded coverage of all these stories and much more when you visit Facebook at VOA Asia. Also stop by our Twitter and Instagram accounts. And you can visit the voanews.com website. VOA Asia continues. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. Two of the most populous states in America are now shutting down all non-essential activities. Those announcements happened as the Trump administration works to overcome a slow response to the public health crisis and lawmakers race to reach a deal that will prop up the struggling U.S. economy. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has the latest.
California streets empty, as nearly 40 million people in that state are sequestered, closely followed by a similar order in New York.
The only option available to us is to reduce the spread and reduce the rate of the spread.
Only essential businesses can remain open in the state starting Sunday, but a nationwide lockdown is not being considered, President Trump said.
I don't think so.
The U.S. is ceasing all non-essential travel over its borders with Mexico and Canada starting Saturday.
Our nation's top healthcare officials are extremely concerned about the grave public health consequences of mass, uncontrolled cross-border movement.
And as the country's economic activity slows and the stock market plunges, lawmakers from both sides are hammering out their differences to pass a $1 trillion economic relief package.
We need to push immediate relief to Americans. We need to keep Americans employed as much as possible and help job creators literally stay afloat. And we need to continue taking action to stand with medical professionals and protect our nation's health.
Small businesses and low and middle class Americans expected to receive an infusion of cash from that bill. Democrats say hospitals will also need additional funding for desperately needed resources.
In a few weeks, hospitals could be overrun with patients, and there will still be a great shortage of gloves and masks, ICU beds and ventilators.
More drive-through testing centers like this one in Texas are opening up, while the White House says it is working with car manufacturers to see if they can switch to production of medical supplies. The key question, will they be able to ramp up their work in time as cases of the virus are expected to peak here in the coming weeks? Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
This news brief from VOA Asia, Tokyo 2020 organizers have started drafting possible alternatives to holding the Olympics this summer, according to two sources familiar with the talks. That development would be in contrast to the Japanese government's stance that postponement of the Olympics is not an option. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. We're glad to have you with us on VOA Asia. U.S. farmers face a growing season plagued by uncertainty about the demand for their crops amid the COVID-19 crisis that is battering the global economy. As VOA's Kane Faribault reports, record low grain stocks in China, historically one of the largest importers of U.S. crops, is not translating into increased purchases despite agreements reached in recent trade negotiations.
As the COVID-19 virus spreads, social distancing isn't a problem for Illinois farmer Scott Halpin.
Fortunately, we're just a family farm and it's just a few of us, so we don't have a great deal of exposure, but we still have to get up and feed these animals because they don't really care if we have COVID-19 or not.
The COVID-19 crisis exploded while Halpin was on a farm trade mission to Kenya and Israel. Now, he is waiting the crisis out on his farm in rural Illinois.
I'm not worried at all. This pandemic that's going on, I think we need to be careful. We need to be cautious. We need to try to limit our exposure, but especially in the farming world, we have to continue. Our livestock needs fed and products need moved, and we're just a few weeks away from planting right now.
Uncertain demand weighs on Halpin. In the wake of a phase one trade agreement in which China agreed to import more U.S. crops, Halpin was hoping to see increased profits by sending his soybeans overseas. That was before China battled the coronavirus.
At a time where we were hoping to ramp up our sales and we were supposed to get some increased sales to China, things are at a screeching halt.
And I hope this coronavirus isn't just a way to make an excuse not to do this.
The impact of the spreading COVID-19 virus was a key concern among farmers attending a March 10th soybean summit in Springfield, Illinois. One of the last such gatherings before COVID-19 forced restrictions on large groups. With China emerging from the worst of the outbreak, farmer Scott Gaffner believes their demand for U.S. crops should increase.
Well, there's a demand. We know the African swine fever has also impacted the amount of soybeans they've needed. But sure, I mean, if they're buying it from other sources, they need to redirect that to us.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports there were no U.S. shipments of soybeans at all to China in the second week of March.
The Chinese are getting their bean needs from producers in Brazil and Argentina, at least for now.
Agricultural risk management consultant Joe Camp says the lack of foreign purchases is impacting U.S. crop prices.
Prices are down sharply over the previous 2 months and since the signing of the trade deal.
Camp says COVID-19 is rapidly changing the economic landscape for farmers.
There's fear of recession. There's fear of some extra negativities gripping in the grain markets besides of what we're normally talking about, just those factors of supply and demand.
Back on his farm in Gardner, Halpin's greatest concern isn't getting COVID-19, but that when China is ready to increase U.S. imports, the international supply chain won't be able to deliver his crop.
I think I heard the numbers 45 days to get a vessel over to China, and if they can't unload it, there's really no sense starting to send it over there. And those products are, or those containers are getting reloaded and coming back to the U.S. So the whole route's getting breaking the chain.
All of this weighs on many farmers before most have placed a single seed in the ground, at which point the fate of their crops is at the mercy of another concern, the weather. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Gardner, Illinois.
Coming up, how some Chinese students are coping with the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. You're listening to VOA Asia.
VOA Asia is on Twitter. Follow us at VOA Asia for developing stories in Asia, perhaps close to you. Our Twitter feed also has updates on programs you can hear and see with links to find them easily. With VOA Asia, you can also follow radio program host VOA Stevenson and VOA Melman. VOA Asia Twitter. We're always online for you.
This news from VOA Asia. President Donald Trump has sent a personal letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, offering U.S. help amid the coronavirus pandemic. It is the first known contact between the two leaders in months. You'll find all the big stories throughout the day on VOA Asia Twitter and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, as the coronavirus pandemic grows worse, Chinese international students in the United States are facing a dilemma. As more and more schools close, more and more Chinese students are finding themselves with nowhere to go. If they return to China, the travel ban will stop them from returning to the United States. Kala Yu reports for VOA from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Since the coronavirus started to spread in the U.S., questions from Chinese parents have flooded Chen Hang's office. They're worried about their children studying in America.
They are most concerned about how schools contain the epidemic. If the epidemic spreads, will they shut down schools? If schools are closed, will that affect international students' status and schoolwork? Also, if the epidemic spreads and students come back home, how to make the arrangements?
For most Chinese students, this spring break is not a pleasant one. Do they go home facing the risk of not coming back on time, or do they stay? Where do they stay when schools are closed? For young high school students, most of whom live on campus or with local families, the situation is even more difficult.
If I go back to China during spring break, since there are travel restrictions, I won't be able to come back. So schoolwork is one of my concerns.
Their boarding school decided to keep the campus and dorms open and provide meals and staff to make sure students are taken care of. Adam will stay with a friend in the U.S., and Charles decided to stay at school.
Because we have meals, we have teachers on campus, so it's safe so far. If I go back, I will have to self-quarantine for 14 days, and my parents too. It's a lot of trouble.
Kiski School has the advantage of having only about 190 students. High schools take steps to ensure students stay safe.
And we're sending emails to them and reminders with signage and so forth that they need to wash their hands and use the disinfecting gel and things like good cough etiquette and just reminding them of all of those. We had experience back in 2009 with the H1N1 virus, and one of the big advantages was that we detailed the cleaning and disinfecting procedures, and that worked very, very well in 2009 for containing any kind of spreads.
Kiski will test everyone that returns to school after spring break. The school is also prepared to take all classes online for those who need them.
we're determined that there won't be any academic penalties whatsoever for students. So if a family makes a choice that they want to keep their child at home, we'll fully support them.
But with the worst still ahead in the U.S., the students' future is still far from certain. Kelly Yu for VOA News, Pittsburgh.
A message from your friends at VOA Asia. Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. A message from your friends at VOA Asia. As VOA Asia continues, aid groups are warning that any outbreak of the COVID-19 virus in refugee communities would have a devastating impact. The United Nations estimates there are more than 30 million refugees worldwide, many living in conditions that are ideal for the transmission of the coronavirus. As even rich nations struggle to cope with the pandemic, health experts say it's vital that the international community is prepared for any outbreak among the world's most vulnerable groups. We hear more from Bejan Hamdard.
While the world deals with the coronavirus, life in Cox's Bazar's Rohingya camp remains somewhat the same. The best source of information for the nearly 1 million Rohingyas living in the camp is word of mouth. And the word of the coronavirus outbreak is slowly spreading among the camp's residents.
I forgot the name of the virus. I did hear the virus has spread in different countries and people are dying, so we should clean our hands.
With no formal announcement or proper information provided, residents are left with inaccurate speculations.
I heard that if one gets the virus, their hands and feet would become disabled. And if there is a saliva drop through the mouth, the infected person would start barking like a dog.
Local health experts say residents being unable to exit or enter the camp means that, in effect, the entire area has been under quarantine for quite some time. Authorities are closely monitoring visitors.
Being uninformed can at times spread false rumors inside the Rohingya camp. We are raising awareness through some of the educated Rohingyas within the camp.
We don't have any local confirmed cases yet. Coronavirus cases are imported and migrated from other countries, so there is no possibility for any Rohingya to be affected by coronavirus right now.
Authorities are also requesting aid workers to be diligent about protecting against the virus.
We have instructed the foreign aid workers to scan their health condition themselves. Do not bring any new workers from abroad. And awareness programs are continuing in the Rohingyas.
For Muazzam Hossein Shakil in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
As the coronavirus spreads across America, many cities are ordering restaurants and bars to stop offering in-house services. A world-renowned chef and other restaurant owners in the Washington area are using creative ways to take care of their customers and workers and also help feed those in need. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
Chin Chun Yuan is a Chinese restaurant located on 8th Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Since Chinese New Year, business here has been relatively deserted.
Few people come out for dinner at night. We used to be busy at night, but now we have no business. We just sit there and chat.
The epidemic that has swept across many countries has severely impacted the economy of Chinese communities in New York. Justin Yu, chairman of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in New York, said that compared with Manhattan's Chinatown, the impact on Brooklyn's 8th Avenue and Flushing's Chinatown in Queens was particularly severe.
Whether it's our supermarkets or restaurants, Chinatowns in Brooklyn and Queens, they have been hit hard.
The Chinese Chamber of Commerce of New York estimates the epidemic has caused losses as high as 50% in major Chinatown industries, such as dining, retail, and tourism. To help keep business going, Justin Yu is suggesting that Chinatown merchants adapt to the new reality.
For example, the number of dine-in meals is way down, but deliveries have increased.
Employees here say they don't have any plans to lay off staff, But if the outbreak intensifies in New York, many may have to reconsider. Tina Trin for Yi Yuan, VOA News, New York.
School closures caused by the coronavirus pandemic means many parents are trying to come up with ways to educate and entertain their children at home. While there are many online options, some parents worry about too much screen time. VOA's Elizabeth Lee has the details on a couple of applications that combine the physical and digital so students learning at home get the best of both worlds.
For parents who are worried about too much screen time when their children are home, they're not alone.
If you're wasting your time on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, that's the bad kind of screen time that we want to eliminate.
Technology is great. It's all around us, and there's so many fantastic things out there, but a lot of the way maybe kids use it is passive.
Instead of playing video games and consuming other people's ideas, software engineer Martin Horseman created a way for children to express their own ideas by combining real-world skills with technology. It's an app called Doodlematic. First, design and draw a game using specific colors. A different color tells the program whether something is an avatar, a goal, or a hazard. Take a picture of it from a mobile device through the app, and it becomes a video game. Horstman says making video games can teach important life skills.
We believe strongly that creativity and imagination is such an important skill for every career path that you might end up taking.
Kids can design two animated games for free, then pay just under $30 to create 1,000 more animated games. Another app called Vivid Books uses augmented reality to bring these pages to life. On difficult physics concepts, says Vivid Books co-founder David Drobic.
Very visual in the sense that if you apply a digital layer with an animation that explains different concepts, it's much easier to explain rather than having to read a lot of text.
Through a desktop or mobile device, Vivid Books pages can be printed out. With the app, this is what you'll see when a mobile device is held over the page.
The device recognizes the image on the worksheet, and that's how it knows that it should play a certain type of animation.
The app is currently only available for Apple mobile devices. Web and Android versions are expected in June. During the pandemic, parents can access textbook pages for free. The target age, 10 to 12 years old. The company plans to add chemistry and biology content and expand material for more ages. These apps try to combine the best of the real and digital worlds to help children stay mentally active and engaged while they're away from school. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Washington's world-famous Japanese cherry trees are in full bloom this week, but the usual crowds they attract are not there this year. VOA Slotika Hoke reports.
The Yoshino cherry trees surrounding the tidal basin amid the city's top monuments are in bloom early this year due to unseasonally warm weather. Amid concerns about the coronavirus outbreak, however, few people are willing to take the chance to visit them.
For me, I needed to take a chance, and I followed the instructions, wash your hands, your face. I even have a mask with me.
Thousands of visitors flocked to the nation's capital during the annual Cherry Blossom Festival in the spring to attend some of the many events, including a parade and a selection of a new cherry blossom princess, or just to take a tour of the trees and monuments. Most of the events are being canceled this year.
It's for the good of the public and for people's public safety and health safety, but it's a little worrying.
Cancellations also mean a loss of revenue for tour guides like Tyron McBride, as well as for the city, which garners a lot of revenue during spring holidays.
So it's a big deal for us. The economic impact to a city like Washington is nearly $850 million in taxes that are generated that the city is able to use for improving our destination as a whole.
Some of the local residents who have avoided the cherry blossom crowds and traffic jam say they may use the rare opportunity to stroll at leisure along the deserted paths under the tender, rosy blooms. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
You've been listening to VOA Asia. Find updates about coronavirus 24 hours a day on our Facebook page at VOA Asia. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to see us at YouTube. You'll also find updates at voanews.com. For Managing Director Diane Gao and our VOA Asia team, including Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane, I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day.